Let's take a mental journey together. Close your eyes and imagine sitting out in the sun with the sounds of ocean waves crashing on the beach. If you eat seafood, visualize biting into a sweet, salty, rich lobster roll. That's a pretty fun fantasy right now, huh? Well, even if it feels like summer may never come, lobster is as close as your local fishmonger. Susan Povich says it just tastes a little different during the winter months. She owns the Red Hook Lobster Pound with Ralph Gorham, and she's here to talk about lobster for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome to WNYC, Susan.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Now, let's start with taste. How does lobster in March taste different than lobster in August?
Well, you know, lobsters are seasonal. They migrate. An adult lobster molts about once a year. A lobster molts based upon temperature of the ocean and its own size. This happens in the late spring when the water warms up. It also happens in the fall when the water cools down. A lobster, before it molts, tends to have a fuller, more briny flavor. After the lobster molts and the shells form up, I believe is when you get that sort of sweet, summery Maine lobster taste that everyone associates with a lobster.
All right, preparation. I've made lobster. I have no qualms just throwing them headfirst in boiling water. But your method actually calls for, like, steaming them, having just 3 inches of water in there. Tell me about it. I'm usually boiling this whole big pot, right? And giving them a bath.
I felt that just steaming them took too long. So I came up with this process where I take a pot. If I have 4 lobsters, I take a pot. I take about 4 fingerfuls of water. I add stuff to that water. I add fennel if I have it, onions, carrots, bay leaf, beer, peppercorns, anything you would sort of naturally add to make a fish stock. I bring that to a boil, a rolling boil. I let those ingredients sort of, you know, season the water a little bit. And then I put my lobsters in head first and put the lid on.
And how long do they take?
For a hard shells lobsters, you're going to take about 15 to 20 minutes after you bring it back to a rolling boil.
For how big of a lobster?
About 1.5 pounds.
Uh-huh.
For a soft shell lobster, you know, it might take 12 minutes, you know, depending on how soft the lobster is. For 1.5 pounds, we don't sell larger lobsters.
I was going to say, is bigger better?
No, actually, I won't sell bigger lobsters because the lobster ecology is a size-based ecology, and the larger lobsters are the breeders for most of the lobster population. It takes 7 years for a lobster to get to 1 pound. It takes a long time for a lobster to get very large, and those lobsters breed forever. And therefore, we made a decision in order to support the sustainability of the lobster fishery to only sell lobsters that were smaller than 1.75 pounds, 1.5 pounds.
Where did this idea come that lobsters scream when you're dunking them in that boiling hot water?
I don't know. Lobsters don't have vocal cords, right? They do not exist in a lobster. They don't scream. What you're hearing is steam escaping from the carapace, from the hard shell of the body, if you hear anything.
Yeah.
You might be hearing your child scream when you put the lobster in the water.
Don't do it, Mommy. Don't kill him.
If you want to kind of put the lobsters to sleep, you can put the lobsters in the freezer in a bag for 20 minutes before you put them in the water. They do tend to go a bit dormant.
Besides mixing it with mayonnaise and putting it on a roll or dipping it in butter, how else do you like to eat lobster?
Oh, I just I'm going to start serving a lobster caprese salad. It's really great. Fresh mozzarella, lobster marinated in basil and olive oil. Another new dish I've had is I take Mexican-style corn, which, you know, elote with mayo and butter, and I cut it off the cob and mix it in a cup. Personally, I think lobster works best with basil and vanilla and butter and
vanilla.
Citrus. Yeah, vanilla is great with lobster. Put it in the lobster bisque. It's really good.
Susan Povich is the co-owner of the Red Hook Lobster Pound in Red Hook, Brooklyn. Thank you so much for stopping by, Susan.
Thank you for having me. This has been great.
To learn more and to get the Red Hook Lobster Pound recipe for the classic lobster in a pot, go to our website, WNYC.org. This is WNYC.